Yesterday, our news click, the Daily Web Poll question said an Oak Park lawmaker proposed that attendants must pump your gas beginning in 2021. 94% of you said that that's a bad idea. 6% of you said that's a good idea. I think I'm reading that right, Elif. You've got those switched around, but 94% said changing the law to make it so you can't pump your own gas, that's a bad idea. But that conversation led us to what you can and can't do it at the gas station. Like, can you leave your car running while you're pumping your gas?
Blah, blah, blah.
And Bertrand was like, I don't care. Yeah, I leave my car running.
I was not, I don't care. It just never occurred to me that that was something that you were not supposed to do.
The reason I was told that you shouldn't leave your car running isn't because it's going to explode or catch fire.
Okay.
It was because what's going to happen to you is what happened to Mark Carman, who joins us in the studio.
Hey, John, how are you?
Say hello to Steve Bertrand.
Hi, Steve, how are you?
I'm about to be worse.
Be his cautionary tale.
Well, I think Steve knows the story, but maybe he doesn't. It was Thanksgiving night. Two Thanksgivings ago, I want to say, John, and I was on my way to hosting WGN Radio, the overnight show,
yeah.
And I was going to get a little nap beforehand. It was like 9 o'clock. We just had a beautiful dinner in the suburbs, so I stopped to get gas. Is what you do when you live in the city, when you're in the suburbs. You got to fill up in the suburbs,
yep.
better value. And, you know, I wanted to go in and get myself a tea, make things warm up the throat. I got the big show, the whole thing. So I run in. I leave my car on, the pump's going, the whole thing.
What time is this?
This is 9 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving night.
Where?
In Highland Park, Illinois.
Keep going.
I run in, I get my tea, I run out, and there is the pump on the ground, and the car is gone, and it's... I literally walked all the way up to the pump, stared at it on the ground.
Like, maybe it's around here somewhere, my whole car.
I left my car here somewhere.
This cannot be. And people, they were trolling around looking for exactly that scenario.
Really?
Jumped in the car. I got it back the next day. Many, many dents. A sweet Bulls hat. Some leftover... now legal wacky tobacco, and that was a nightmare. There was a guy in there who saw it happen. He drove me downtown. But the point is this: I trust people, John.
I do too.
That's how I live my life.
I do too.
What's the chance that some lunatic?
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
And it was Thanksgiving.
And it was Thanksgiving.
Right.
But I got to say, overall, I got more attention from that car theft that 2 years later you're still getting a text. It made for some great radio. So overall, I still would sign up for the experience because it was a learning thing. And to be honest, John, I still, like even last Sunday night, I'm going to pick up Chinese food on my way home.
No, but I
don't want to turn off my car.
Why?
Because it's
people
a,
treat
right.
that like it's so a crank
your,
car.
Your Honor,
know?
If I may interject here.
Yes, Bertrand.
If the reason that we are told that we cannot leave our cars running at the gas station is because they might be susceptible to theft, then there should be a same law for Chinese restaurants. Right? Am I right? I
mean, no, you're not.
What? Why not?
I don't understand your logic there.
Well, you're saying that the reason you can't leave your car running at a gas station is because it could be stolen. If that's the reason for the law, then that should apply to the Chinese restaurant as well or to the convenience store.
No, I mean, this makes no sense. Your car is not vulnerable to theft if you go into a restaurant. Your car's vulnerable to theft if you leave it running.
No, he just said he left his car running when he went in to pick up Chinese food.
Right.
Okay, that's the same thing as going in to pay for your gas or buy a soda. So why isn't that illegal? You're not picking up on that line?
I think that actually makes great sense. I'm with Bertrand.
I'm so glad you're here again.
Okay.
Never can leave your car running. It's illegal. No, we might as well just get rid of blinkers. I mean, in this city, too.
What planet are you guys on? All right, let's do this. will you just stay here one more minute?
I would love to.
Take all the time you need, Mark.
Phil Vitale, the restaurant critic at the Tribune, is going to jump in that seat. But as we segue from you to him, I just have a question about what the financial considerations were for you as a result of that. It's 10:33. Good morning to you. This is John Williams. Phil Vitale, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune, joins us Wednesdays at this time. Phil's in the studio. Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, John.
We asked you to come up with some restaurants people could still get reservations in. You have a list.
I do.
And this has made you very popular. Our friend Mark Carman, who you just met over
yes.
here, was just finishing a story about how his car got stolen because he left it running. Imagine that. So then, because Mark doesn't evidently... What's the word I'm thinking of? Learn.
Well said, John.
He leaves it running at a Chinese restaurant when he goes in to get Chinese food.
Oh, for just running, get a traffic takeout, come right back.
I'm very, very stubborn, John. I'm not changing my life just because of one bad experience.
Totally agree with you. For instance, I don't lock my office door. I leave my phone charger laying around.
And people are right.
And people stole my phone charger. But I still do that. And I defer to people's better graces. I'm like you. But I never leave my car running. For one thing, it just seems wasteful. And in your case, it could go bad. Somebody stole your car Thanksgiving night.
See, I actually think it's wasteful to turn it off because then you got to go through the whole turning it on. That's more energy to turn it on. I think I'm actually saving myself a couple of pennies in the world something by leaving it running.
We're going to have to get a specialist on that. I do know that starting a car cold burns more gas immediately than it does idling for the same amount of time. But I'm not sure that that's...
Well, there's got to be a point at which it's not a good idea. So the trick is knowing how long that is.
How long?
You're going to go in, take a shower, you're going to have a little bite to eat. Terrible idea. You're wasting gas.
Well, how many times do you see service vehicles, ComEd or whatever, and they're just idling out front? Bus drivers, when they take their break near me on Halstead, will just leave their bus sit there idling.
I can explain
and
that.
And then they go, what's the explanation for
they're
that?
They're not paying for the gas.
I think that's terrible form. So you went into the Chinese restaurant. Your vehicle did not get stolen when you got the Chinese.
It did not. But the thing is that it's a bad decision because I'm nervous for that 1 minute that I'm walking and I'm looking back behind me. Just turn the car off, Carm. It's okay. Turn the car off. It's way easier. There's no risk then.
A little bit of that.
Right. So I'm evolving here.
Say goodbye to your innocence.
But I do. Right. But I really do want to... reiterate that you and I do come from a similar place and that we hate to assume the worst about people and will make ourselves vulnerable so as to exercise our faith in mankind. So we will leave our car running. We will do things that other people would say, you better not do that, but you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, and if we're going full transparency here, there's plenty of times where I do turn it off and I don't trust humanity and I'm going to...
Well, be smart about it.
Be smart about it, right.
Okay, so when your car got stolen two Thanksgivings ago, Thanksgiving evening, at Highland Park...
Yeah,
at a gas station.
With my phone in there, you feel like you're not even wearing clothes at that point.
You're naked. And fortunately, somebody, though, I thought the, silver lining of the story was somebody saw it happen and they took care of you.
Yeah, drove me all the way down to the city, the whole thing, and said if you need a witness and all that type of stuff. But that was the other thing I learned, John, that there's no real punishment for that. They're not going to put you in jail for it, which is why these things are a little bit more prevalent.
The thief you're talking about?
Yeah, there was no, show up in court and, okay, bye. There wasn't much.
A Jussie Smollett APB, all points bulletin for you. They didn't rush out and find the guy.
I mean, it's just a joyride. They fly down into the city and drop it off, and that's it. And there's no real consequence.
At what point does it become Grand Theft Auto? Not the video game.
It's the single most expensive thing most people own. If someone steals it, that should be, hey, Kim Fox, go get those people, man. Throw them in jail.
Yeah, and I don't remember what the insurance payout was on this for me, but obviously I have insurance.
I asked you what the consequences were.
I'm assuming it was my deductible, which is either $500 or $1,000.
You had to take it, so they were able to repair the dents and things like that.
Repair the dents, got it back in, 2 weeks, whatever it was. Good as new, although it's not
the car a little tainted then? It's not your car anymore.
Yeah, it smells funny. Someone's been in my seat.
Exactly.
What did friendly Bob Adams say when you told him you left the keys in the car and the car running?
Yeah, that wasn't great. I was worried that I was going to be liable because of it, but it turned out that
who's
I wasn't.
Bob Adams?
Don't remember friendly Bob Adams?
No.
I'm dating myself. Old insurance commercial ran on the radio. I used to sponsor the Cubs. Friendly Bob Adams.
And you're not alone. I remember Bob.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was just rolling with it. I had no idea who Bob was.
Attaboy. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Okay, but so you were out your deductible. The car's repaired to its... Did you get your phone back?
I thought I lost the phone, but it was underneath the seat. I found it 5 weeks later after I had gotten a new phone, so that phone's ruined. But the other thing, John, which is the most vulnerable part of this, for whatever reason, I had my stuffed animal Arnold in the car, so I was this is an animal that I've had since childhood. I thought I was going to lose the animal. I really didn't even care about the damn car. Just wanted my stuffed animal back, which is really weird, and I shouldn't be bringing that part up.
You should have stopped the story about
that. Yeah, I would have not put that in there.
But Arnold was okay, man. He was just chilling in the back. It was a big... big win. The duck was all right.
He wasn't traumatized. He didn't have to.
I think he was. I think he definitely was traumatized. Mm-hmm. But I gave him a big hug, and it was all right after that.
Sounds like you were victimized by some Highland Park thugs who didn't really know what they were doing.
Exactly right, Steve. Those tough Highland Parkers.
Arnold is a duck.
Arnold is a duck.
See, I seem to remember this whole incident because I was working during this whole incident, and Carm was filling in, I think, for Dave Ennett, and he was a wreck over the duck and the phone. It was the duck and the phone. That was it.
The car, right.
The car, you didn't care. Producer Ellis said,
there's only one duck.
Ellis in my ear, and she said, why don't you wrap this conversation up?